coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word.
You need to understand this thing.
And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm setting the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is a continuation of the message, Perfection and Excellence.
If this thing hasn't come, you're wondering why. That is indicative of faithlessness. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it is the evidence of the unseen. Faith is the evidence of the unseen. Faith doesn't question why healing is not coming. Faith knows that he has what God says he has. And he doesn't say, well, I know I have it, but I am feeling different. No, faith doesn't focus on his feeling. Faith insists the devil is a loser, and I have what God says I have. Stands on it. Stands on it. That's what it does. You look at the mirror and you say, I'm a success. Oh boy, I'm going to work to make it happen. I'm a success. You know, if you don't have the air of success, it can't come to reality. Successful people make others successful. If you're a success, it'll come out of your spirit. And those around you become successful as well. But a dull, failing individual saddens everybody else and makes them failures. Say, I'm not a failure. I'm a success. I'm cheered up all the time. Cheered up all the time. Because I'm a success. Yeah. Okay. Did you notice I preached a little bit for you? Did you notice? Yeah. Stay of faith. Glory to God. All right. Now, so I said perfection. Did I tell you perfection? Perfection. Perfection is important. Perfection. 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 Oh, dear Lord. I like it.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akissim, opposite Sorati Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda. And Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.